Act 4, Scene 2. 20 minutes later, Juliet entered the great hall of the Capulet house. Capulet, his wife, and the nurse were there. Juliet walked directly to her father.
"I'm sorry that I made you angry, father," she said. "I'll marry Paris."
Juliet looked at the nurse.
"Help me choose my dress for the wedding tomorrow."
"The wedding isn't planned until Thursday," said the nurse. "We still have 2 days."
"Why wait?" interrupted Capulet. "We'll celebrate the wedding tomorrow."
Juliet said goodnight to her parents and went to her room with the nurse. It didn't take long for them to choose a dress.
"You can leave me alone now, nurse," said Juliet. "Go and help my mother make the preparations for the wedding."
"Good night," said the nurse. "Go to bed and rest now, because tomorrow is a big day."
Juliet watched the nurse leave the room. Then she got into bed and took out the little bottle.
"I'll be with you soon, Romeo," she thought.
Juliet opened the bottle and drank. A few seconds later, she was unconscious. Early the next morning, the nurse entered Juliet's room to help her get dressed for the wedding. Paris and Friar Lawrence were downstairs, waiting for the bride. The nurse was surprised to find that Juliet was still sleeping. She called out Juliet's name, but Juliet didn't move.
"Something is wrong," thought the nurse.
She walked to Juliet's bed and touched her face. It was cold. She shook Juliet, but the girl didn't respond.
"She's dead!"
cried the nurse. She began screaming and crying. Capulet and Lady Capulet heard the nurse's cries and ran to the room. A minute later, Paris and Friar Lawrence also reached Juliet's room. Friar Lawrence tried to console the Capulets and Paris. When the Capulets were calmer, he said,
"Let's prepare Juliet for her funeral."